Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collective. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Eisenhower said, beware of the military-industrial complex, and I would say that that needs to be updated to beware of what I call TIM, technology, intelligence, and media.
Network in the world.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
InfoWars.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who InfoWars is. He's playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatform didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're now into hour number three on this live Thursday, August 31st, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones, very blessed and honored to be here with you today. And again, as I said, we have loaded phone lines, HP, Jefferson, Barbara, Justin, Jim, Alan, Joe, Misha. We're going to all of your calls right now. Roger had to go, but I noticed when I said any question for Roger Stone, almost all the calls are on Trump assassination. That's obviously the next step here. But in what climate would the globalists try something like that? They assassinate Biden first, then they kill Trump same week. I think that's the simplest, most probable equation. I don't know if it happens next week or 6 months from now or on the eve of election. But we are in a time of total tumult. We have a out-of-control so-called elite that is insane, and they're extremely dangerous and are the biggest threat to themselves and us. That's my view. I don't think it's my opinion. That's what's going on. And we don't fix things in a civil war. We fix things culturally, pulling out of BlackRock. You see all these states saying, hey, we're not going to put state pension funds in BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard if you put in carbon taxes and social credit score. And BlackRock went, whoa, we're not going to do that. And they changed the name from ESGs to something else. But at least they're responding. So the real war is raising your children. The real war is where you spend your money. The real war is not just boycotts, but boycotts. The real war is information. Our government's hijacked. But just because the plane's hijacked, you don't shoot holes in the side of the airplane to stop the hijackers. You've got to get control from the hijackers. That's my view. We've got to cut government 80%. We've got to get back to being rugged individualists. But we are in the middle of a major global crisis. Make no mistake. You've got all these special interests. In fact, we heard a little funny promo that Rob New did of that Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, not knowing where he is, not knowing what's going on. He's really looking at Sauron getting orders from Lord of the Rings. But if the crew can do this, I just thought of this. Get me the raw footage of that. And then let's play the raw footage of Fetterman and some clips of Biden. I mean, there's plenty of them in there. Any speech they give is just incoherent gibberish. And ask yourself, since when did any country have this going on? Not in modern times. It's emblematic of the puppets the globalists have in control. So they're just placeholders while the globalists destroy civilization, and they want us to get angry and not know it's globalism doing it, so we tear each other apart. Let's not do that. Let's dismantle the larger globalist program. So we're taking your phone calls right now on this, but let's play a clip of Mitch McConnell and of Fetterman. Never hear about Fetterman anymore. They told you he was just like a triathlete or something. He was going to win the Ironman. You never hear about him anymore. But it's actually this mode of discrediting government, which the globalists say they want to do. Not that government's perfect. I'm not a cheerleader for it. But the libertarians say, oh, any corporation's good. BlackRock's bigger than the U.S. government when it comes to money. So, see, they're the new governments. That's what the New World Order is. There's no discussion about them, or there was a discussion. Now there is more discussion, which they don't want. So you spotlight them, the State Streets, the BlackRocks, the Vanguards. It's game over because they're the ones running drag queen pedo time, and they're the ones promoting open borders, and they're the ones promoting all these evil messages. They're the ones buying up the farmland. They're the ones saying you're going to eat bugs. And boy, I'm gonna finish these calls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 callers on the board. No more calls after that. I'm going to hit. Bill Gates came out. I told you this years ago. But it was in policy papers. It's now official. Let's ban trees. Ban your gas-powered stove. Ban your gasoline engine. Shut down that gas pipeline. Get rid of your cows. I told people back in the Obama deception. That film came out when Obama was in office 2 months. How many years ago is that? 2009. That's 14 years ago. That you watch that film today, it's free online. It's more powerful than ever. And I say, the plan is to tax everything and to ban gas-powered stoves and space heaters and ban beef to the general public. And people watch it and they went, this is insane. I showed the documents. Now people go, oh, how do you know this? This man's like Nostradamus. That's really not good. Why are people attributing superpowers to me when all I did was read their plans, which you can do, which Congress can do, which legislators can do, which authors can do, which anybody can do? Think about that. And now, here we are 13, 14 years later, and it's everywhere. Biden just announced what the UK is already doing. Oh, we're going to have a national app to track how much tobacco or alcohol you get. And the goody two-shoes will be like, well, we need to control the alcohol and the tobacco. But it's, again, getting you into the app, getting you into the vaccine passport, getting you into the ESG, getting you into the control system. So this is a big deal. It's not coming. It's here. And I just respectfully ask, how much will we put up with? Because I have the video. It's coming up bottom of the hour after we take the calls. Bill Gates funds scheme to chop and bury trees to fight climate change, close quote. And I don't just have our article or him saying it. I've got a bunch of articles saying World Heritage sites may need to be cut down. The redwoods are bad for Earth because they produce a poison known as carbon dioxide. It's not a poison. It's not even 1% of the atmosphere. We need more of it. But again, that gives them a total control mechanism. They know you know water's good. If they called for banning that, you wouldn't buy it. They know you know oxygen's good. There's 4 things that create life on the planet. Sunlight, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and water. Gotta have those 4 things. And now Bill Gates wants to block the sun out because it's bad. And 3 months ago, Biden said, we're going to spend billions to try to block the sun. Now, whether they can do it or not, it doesn't matter. They want to block the sun. Now it's bad. Carbon dioxide and the sun are now bad. All that's left is water. Let that sink in. That's sunlight. Let that sink in real hard for you. And I mean, I've got an entire stack of them this week saying, we need to cut the trees down. And I have video of them saying it. I'll say that again very slowly. They're now proposing publicly. It was in the white papers decades ago. I told you about it. It's in the Obama deception. It's in Endgame. But now they're announcing Trees are bad. Mm-hmm. Trees. You are the carbon they want to ban. And I know how preposterous. If I went and set up a table in the middle of downtown Austin, like I did this morning, and I said, I don't think we should ban trees, change my mind, people walk over and say, you're a lunatic. Nobody wants to ban trees. And I'll have an iPad. And I'm going to start doing change my mind all the time. Crowder gave me the authorization to do it. Now that we've worked with them. Because I'm not going to steal somebody's ideas unless I have permission. But it's not stealing. I'm licensing it. And I'm going to hold an iPad and say, here's Bill Gates saying it. And let that sink in. We're going to cut the trees down. Let me say it again. We're going to cut the trees down. Let's say it slower. We're going to cut the trees down. Trees are bad. You're like, that's ridiculous. Well, there ain't no trees without carbon dioxide, so that's even more ridiculous. And imagine how dumb Bill Gates thinks you are. We'll come back, take your calls, cover it all, stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if
Xtendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Xtendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Xtendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Xtendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Xtendivite today. Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Your Voice. You will eat some bugs. You'll cut down the trees. We'll live in the 59 cities. We'll submit to the new world.
Go to hell, new world order.
Protect you.
We are running from our friends.
Is she all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
Harrison, visit Infowars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got that check to me, my commissioner. This could be a real short trip. Okay, yes.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today. Wow, what an exciting time to be alive. Loaded phone lines. Taking calls the order they are received. I am an extremist. I am an evil person. I don't want to kill the children or cut their penises off. I don't want the frogs to be given chemicals to sterilize them, and I don't want to cut the trees down. I am the bad man. I self-confess. HB in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Go to hell, New World Order.
Yes, sir.
Hey, my wife, Laura, is listening. She wanted me to tell you we love all the products and you, so I got that out of the way. My big question is, how are we going to shut these bioweapons labs down? Without a bioweapons labs, we don't have COVID.
Well, you're right. Senator Polk said they've got, and they admitted, thousands of different pathogens we know of, hundreds of labs all over the U.S., all over Europe, all over Asia, all over Africa, all over everywhere, and they're just doing it while telling us we got to have our testicles grabbed at the airport to make sure we don't have a bomb in there while the border's wide open, and the illegal aliens don't have to take the COVID shots coming in. It's all pure crap. It's a clear and present danger. It's insane. And I would say the average bureaucrat in the government is compartmentalized. The people that are your boss want to cut the trees down and want to cut little kids' pee-pees off and want world government and war with Russia. It's just crazy.
It does no good to write congressmen and senators. Marsha Blackburn is the biggest sellout in Tennessee. It does no good. I don't know how we're going to get. We don't have a Justice Department anymore. I don't know where we're going to take it, how we're going to get rid of it.
Well, we got cancer, brother. And I think admitting we have cancer is the beginning, but I hear you. You heard the whole debate. You didn't get to go on with Roger, and I apologize you had to go, but what do you think they're going to pull on Trump next? I think the assassination card's what's happening.
Well, that's, you know, how we're going to protect him. He's doing the same thing the Kennedys did, and look what it got them.
I know, I hear you. I can only admire it. He's not perfect, but, I mean, he's for real. He's ready to die. I'm not going to give the inside baseball, but Roger talks to him a lot. Every day, I'm going to leave alone any things I've discussed. But Trump's just, he says, I don't care. I'm going down with it. So they're really freaked out by that.
Well, I know, but I just keep going back that we don't have elections. We have selections. And I was going to ask him, did he think there was a chance to win when no reforms in the voting process have been, you know, given to us?
Well, I wouldn't say no reforms. Some states have cleaned it up partially. But, yeah, they're planning mail-ins again. That's what, they're not going to get full COVID lockdowns again, but they'll get it in battleground states, swing states, the mail-in ballots. That's why they're doing it.
And didn't you tell us that they don't even count the ballots from the big cities in the country anymore? Or they don't do something where they don't report.
No, they don't. The FBI, starting last year, does not count crime in America's 20th largest cities.
It's ridiculous.
And they tell you, the FBI said last year, you didn't know, HB, crime went down 0.2%. Did you know that?
No.
Of course it didn't. It exploded. And Biden also says, did you know inflation's down, HB?
Well, and the border's closed.
Well, all I know is 4 years ago, a slab of bacon of a decent brand was $3. A crappy brand is $8 in Austin. A good brand's $12. Milk was $2. It's now $8. A head of lettuce was $2. Now it's $8. Are you seeing inflation, HB? Are you a conspiracy theorist, or do you believe Biden? Inflation's been fixed. Did you know that, HB?
Oh, yeah. That's why when you go to buy a car battery now, they'll sell 1, 2, and 3 year batteries. A 2 year battery is like $230 now for a car. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, look, here's another one. I'm a big red meat guy. I'm not a huge steakhouse guy, but I go out to eat steak about twice a month, usually with Joe Rogan, not name dropping, which is true. And at the same place I've been going for 20 years, 3 years ago, the steak I liked was $50. Still, you know, a prime, great. It's $120 now, brother. I don't even get that. Because I'm not going to spend that much money for a piece of meat. Imagine that. $120 at the same restaurant instead of $50, and it's the same everywhere.
Look at the cost of houses. We messed up and we're renting a house now and we missed it. You know, now $150,000, like you said, $150,000 house is $350 now, at least. And so the property taxes go up commensurate with value. So it's a no win.
And of course, the Wall Street Journal says drought's causing it. No. Inflation has caused beef prices to increase.
Well, everything's caught, you know, New World Order. I just handed out a couple of cards to a tree guy. We had a little tornado come through Knoxville 3 weeks ago. I handed him out a Dane Whittington geoengineering card and another card that I get printed up that I got your email, Natural News, and Gateway Pundit on. So we're trying out here.
Brother, you're not trying. You're winning. Word of mouth's going to circumvent them. Thank you so much. Believe me, we got the deep state panicked. All right, I only want one caller this segment. I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to go break in a couple minutes. I'm going to come back to Justin and everybody else that's holding. We're going to get to everybody in the next few segments because I've got to get to Bill Gates says cut the trees down. And again, it was theoretical before. Now they're saying it. And you will eat bugs as well. So that's coming up. Separately, you want to support the broadcast? Get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset, The War for the World, at InfoWars.com. Get a signed copy. They're almost all gone. It's a fundraiser. Thank you for your support. Get the new, it's the strongest ever, back in stock. Turmeric Ultimate Formula Bodies, 95% humanoid, back in stock. Superfemal Vitality is the same as the Mel Vitality, but Mel Vitality sold out. All our great essential oil toothpaste, three different ones. And the CBD oil, 1,000 milligram topical salve that works great for pain and so much more, 3,000 milligram that you take under the tongue, does such great things for your whole body. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we have a few left of the original Trump mugshot shirt that he didn't get mugshotted in New York, so we did one our own that says political prisoner. That's a limited edition. When it's gone, it's gone. But we have the two new ones that are the actual mugshot. They're limited edition. One printing of them. Want to get a historical memento? Want to support the broadcast? That's how you do it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And on the back of the shirts, on the new shirts, it says, never surrender. And you know the answer to 1984 is 1776. Also, Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic. is 50% off as well. We'll be right back. Separately, we got some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% Coumadin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, if you tune into this show every day, I'm about to go to your phone calls, you notice there's a franticness to it. There's a energy. There's a fight. And that's why the social engineers hate us, because they don't want you to be in a conscious mode that you're under attack, because you have so much power and you're aware of it and take action. Then we used to lay down and let them roll over you. But we're not doing that. And so when you tune in every day, we're in a fight for survival. So are you. And the enemy knows they're attacking us. They don't want you to know that. It's very simple. I know you're like, well, we already know that, Alex. Yeah, but are we all really having it burn into our brains of how real this is? I mean, look, it's all out in the open now. And I'm just blessed that I'm in a position to be fighting. And so are you. All of us are fighting tyranny, promoting freedom in different ways. But together it changes the world. Justin in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, pleasure to talk with you again. I could see the writing on the wall about 5 or 6 months back with this Trump assassination thing. And in fact, I called your show, I believe it's the April 11th broadcast, basically addressing the black-billed people in your audience who thinks Trump's a psyop or that Trump didn't do enough. And to basically, say, what do you want him to do? How hard do you want him to go after the deep state and him walking this fine line of doing what he needs to do and not getting shot in the process? And, it's just like trying to address the black pill people in this audience. I could see the writing on the wall back then. My question I had for Roger is, that I want to ask you. It's because, not a lot of people talk about, everybody talks about what's going to happen prior to the election in 2024 or that space in between the election and the inauguration. My question is, what if Trump does win? What if Trump breaks the algorithm, beats the cheating in the election like he did in 2016? We come out in droves. He increased his vote total at 15 million as an incumbent, which has never happened. They're gonna have to come up with 100 million votes to beat Trump. So let's say Trump beats that algorithm. Where are we at then? What's your view of the waterfront then when Trump breaks the algorithm, gets into office? What are some of the tools they'll have in their shed? Obviously they came in with the nullification project day one when he got elected the first time with the Trump Russia collusion, impeachment one, impeachment two. What do you think is gonna happen if Trump does get in between November and January, or perhaps if he does get inaugurated and in his prison, where are we at then?
Well, I'll tell you what the globalists do in the past is they'd set up a bunch of truck bombs or mass shootings and blame it on Republicans. But because they don't control the media now, they have the old media, but not the real media, the dominant media. They're kind of scared to do false flags, but I believe they'll go ahead and do them because they're so desperate. They're not going to give up power. And so I think they'll kill Trump before then. But we've got to be steadfast, tell the truth, push through. He'll be a martyr. I think they're going to probably kill him. I think Trump's dead before the election, about a 65% chance. And I'm not, again, predicting that. I'm not saying I want that. I mean, when Trump was asked by Carlson, on his head, he said, yeah, they'll probably try that. I mean, he knows. I'm not going to get into the behind-the-scenes conversations, but he's committed. But Trump says, well, I've got to do this. We have no choice. It's the same with me. They got grand juries out trying to indict me right now. They're following me around with the black SUVs. They're harassing the hell out of my family right now today. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but I mean, it's serious. That doesn't make me go, oh, I better pull back because, oh, they're bad. No, I know they're bad. I know they're evil, and they're just proving it more. So it's the immovable object comes into the unstoppable force. God is in charge. God doesn't want us to be cowards. God hates cowards. We've got to be as good as we can, as strong as we can, tell the truth. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. I'm sure you've heard that saying. I forget who said it. Guys, look up, justice be done, may the heavens fall. And, at the end of the day, I'll intellectually analyze the enemy. I'll spiritually analyze them. I'll fight them. At the end of the day, I'm going to do what's right no matter what. I'm not a perfect person. I'm on some high horse. But, folks, you can't buy me. You can't threaten me. You can't get me to change course. In fact, I'm mad at myself every second that I'm not stronger, that I don't have more strength or will, that I make mistakes. But I want to be good. I love God. I can't back down. I won't back down. And it's just like in a fight. I'm not the toughest guy around. I grew up in Dallas. It was rough, man. And I didn't start any of the fights. And almost every time, a few times I got my leg broke or put in a concussion or, body slammed and, everything else. And I lost a few times. But most of the time I didn't lose because it didn't matter what happened. I just decided to win. And I don't know when somebody walks up to me and starts punching me in the face, anything else to do but to just open up a can of whoop-ass on their ass. And that's all I got. And so I'm going to go 110% against these people. And I'm just praying to God, man. God, we're going all the way, and we got everything on the line here. We're just asking you to carry us across this. Because we got Pharaoh behind us, and we got the Red Sea in front of us, folks. And it's going to be God opens up that sea. And everything they set up for us is going to destroy them. Now, that means, though, the leaders, people like President Trump and others, are going to have to take the brunt. And as long as we're willing to die or be politically destroyed and demonized, we're going to win. And so I think that's really the answer, brother.
Okay, Alex. I sure appreciate your insight on that. Hopefully, you know, God ultimately is in control. And if we serve him, if we honor him, and as you say, justice be done as the heavens may fall, and that's all we can do.
And thank you so much. And again, I forgot this, but print that for me, folks. That's powerful. I'm going to read this right now on air. In 1800, in England, maybe 1% of people they estimate was an abolitionist. And within 20 years, England was taken over by abolitionists. And England went around the world and fought more than 10 wars to end slavery in most areas. And you know what happened with the Civil War. Maybe 5% of the North was abolitionists, maybe 1% of the South. By 1868, it was decided, wasn't it? So it shows when you've got the truth on your side, nothing's going to stop you. Martin Luther King talked about it. Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. King, justice. The universe bends towards justice. So put that back on screen. Justice be done with the heavens fall. And in Latin, I guess it's fight, lucitia, ruta, salunum. I'm probably butchering that. I'm sorry. I'm not good at Latin. It's a Latin legal phrase meaning let justice be done though the heavens fall. The maxim signifies the belief that justice must be recognized regardless of consequences. According to the 19th century abolitionist politician Charles Sumner, it does not come from any classical source, though others have ascribed it to Lucius Calpurnius Piso Sicinius. The concept is cited in Somerset versus Stuart. But I think at the end of the day, it's what so many people have said. Damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. Damn the torpedoes, go straight at them. At a certain point, they want to castrate our children. Open pedophilia, devil worship, open borders, nanotech, poison injections, mass heart attacks, World War III. It's like, I'm not with these people. So I'm not going to sit here and intellectualize it anymore. I've already done all that to fight them, and we do that in our fight. But the decision to not submit is in concrete. It's as hard as steel. The decision that we're not with these people is absolute, and everything else flows from that. It's like I said for 20 years. I just came up with it in a speech 20 years ago. It's a maxim. It's super popular. I see members of Parliament in the EU quoting it. It makes me proud. It makes me satisfied. But I don't know how all this is going to end. I don't know how bad this is all going to get, but if the New World Order wants to fight, they better believe they got one. And it's like, you're the one beating the hell out of me, man. You're the one attacking us. We didn't do anything to you. So you know what? If you want to fight, you've got one.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, we're going to finish up some calls, getting into the latest Cut Down the Trees to Save the Earth reports from our good buddy Bill Gates. I want to say one more thing about Trump. We had a caller earlier, last caller we took. And he said something important. He says, what do you want Trump to go so far? They shoot him? And I think this is what I've said, what Tucker Carlson said, what everybody understands. Trump is now doing exactly what they'll kill him for. You want all the way? You want unlimited? You got it. And it's not about kissing Trump's ass or saying he's perfect. But let me tell you something. That's the real McCoy right there. I mean, if you don't know that, you got your head turned around. Okay? I mean, this is real. Believe it. So you're seeing, there's not just evil in the universe, folks. And there are people like Trump that aren't going to get pushed around or they're going to die fighting it. So I'm going to be completely honest with you. I believe all of you that hate Trump are going to be discredited. I think there's a 65% chance he's dead within 1 year. They're going to kill him deader than a hammer. Now, it can be stopped, but I'm telling you, I believe that there is a probability that it's probable. You know, like when they go, oh, we think the Buccaneers are going to win the Super Bowl, and they win it. Buccaneers, 65% chance going to win. 65% chance, I'm not saying this year, I'm not actually handicapping football, using it as an analogy, That guy's got bullet holes in him, and he's going to be in the ground within 1 year. And there's a good chance we're going to be in nuclear war. So we're not in Kansas anymore. This isn't a game. This is not entertainment. And I love the folks tried to have an award ceremony for us a few weeks ago and tried to get me to go, and I said maybe I'd go. But at the end of the day, I couldn't go to an award ceremony on the deck of a Titanic. I don't know how to describe this. I really have struggles. I'm pretty articulate. I've tried to come up with a way to describe almost having a show talking about this is sick. But there's a bunch of news I didn't even hit today. Where the police confirm it, a guy in New Mexico caught 15 kidnapped kids in a cage at a truck stop, and now the stories disappear. Little kids kidnapped in a cage. I mean, how do you even, like, it's the magnitude of the evil is staggering. And, I mean, I think that's really what people got to come to grips with here. And everybody, not everybody, but a lot of folks see Trump as like some entertainment thing. Like, oh, it's a gladiator fight. And will he get killed? Or, you know, will he succeed? And get the popcorn out. This isn't popcorn. And for the leftists and the globalists that think it's funny, do they have any idea how dangerous this is? No, they don't. Because they've never lived. I'm telling you, the average globalist is an inbred pedophile lawyer. The average globalist is a 60-year-old woman or man. They're white. They're a pedophile. They're a pervert. And they've never been in a fist fight. They've never grown tomatoes. They've never wiped a baby's ass. They've never paid a bill that was late. They are just up there in control, screwing with everybody, and they think it's all funny. And then he goes, and for those of us that have been around the block, we're like, do you have any idea? You do some crazy stuff. Like, you know this doesn't ever go well. They just laugh all day because you look at them, they're piles of garbage. So we got to stabilize ourselves, take care of our families, fight as much as we can, not get roped into a civil war because they want us all to kill each other. And just pray to God, because America's already gone, folks. Now, it's not a person. A person dies, they're dead. It can be resurrected like the phoenix, but let's just be honest. Stick a fork in this country, it's gone. You're like, well, let's just give in to Merrick Garland. No, he'll make it 10 times worse. Because, see, we can resurrect a dead body. But not if the buzzards come in and eat the flesh. So America's dead. And now the buzzards are landing to eat our eyeballs out. No, we got to get this thing up like Lazarus, folks. We got to keep the buzzards off the body. But the country's dead. Now, like Frankenstein, we can get some Holy Ghost lightning in here and get this sucker back up. But it's never going to be the same. When we get the country back up on its feet, it's going to be tougher than it ever was. But it'll never be the same, ladies and gentlemen. So use whatever analogy you want. But it's dead. But your will and your support and your prayer and your political action can lightning strike this dead body and get it back up on its feet. But the buzzards and the rats are coming in to eat the body. And that's where we are right now. The globalists are like a buzzard sitting on our chest, and it's about to go right in for our eyeball and slurp it up. Yeah, we're dead already, folks. We're dead. It's gone. Country's dead. But they haven't started slicing us up yet. And we can still reconstitute. It's a lot harder. But we don't want them to chop it all up. We can get it back up on its feet. But you got to admit, it's dead. And you got to put that antenna up to God and you got to string the cables in. You got to have the storm come in, and you got to fight the vampires off while we get those big ass electrodes on Frankenstein. We got to hold them back and just wait for that lightning. And then the New World Order is going to be in a lot of trouble. Look at Trump. He's Frankenstein. He didn't know what was going on. He was naive. Oh, he's Frankenstein now. That's why they're so scared. He's loose in the countryside. But Trump's a baby Frankenstein compared to the Republic once it wakes back up. You got to get born again, folks. And I can put a few hundred watts into it. You can put a few hundred watts into it. Tucker Carlson can put a few hundred watts. All of us put electricity into the Republic. We can turn that sucker back on. Use the cheesy analogy of the last Godzilla movie, which I don't like cheesy movies, but it was a good cheesy movie. And Godzilla's dead, so they detonate nukes on him because he's a nuclear reactor, and that defibrillates him, and he wakes back up. And when he fights the big three-headed devil, man, he just detonates all that weaponry and blows it up. I mean, we're at that point, but Godzilla is dead right now. And we got to detonate politically the thermonuclear weapons that are going to energize Godzilla's cells. We got to admit how much trouble we're in. Got to take the defibrillators onto the heart and go right in there. But only desperate measures are going to do that. All right, I said I'd take your calls, and I still got to get to the carbon tax news. Maybe I should just start the show with it tomorrow. I mean, you can't make this up. Bill Gates wants to cut the trees down. I mean, we already know. I mean, just come on, folks. The trees are bad now. Come on. What space aliens are running things that they don't like our trees now? And how do you get the average idiot leftist like, hey, your bosses want to cut the trees down? Drew Hernandez is scheduled to take over, one of my favorite talk show hosts. But I promise to take your calls. So let's do this. We got four calls left. Jim and Barbara and Jefferson and Alan. So let's just start taking the calls right now. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Alex, are you aware if President Trump has like an organization or something in place to make sure the election is not stolen again, focusing specifically on the
battleground? I mean, he tried to do that. They've indicted him for it.
Yeah, but I mean, did he learn something specifically from last time that can be put in place? Because I think you and me and all of us, we don't really have any faith that the election is going to be honest. Well, you're inspiring us very much. And there's a lot to be aware of, but do we honestly think we're going to get another honest election out of these people?
Well, the answer is a landslide's hard to beat. He got 8 million more votes than he got last time. Obviously, Biden didn't win. They did it with mail-in ballots. They're trying to get him the lockdowns. We're fighting the lockdowns. But you say an organization in place, he's completely surrounded. He's not like a genie that can just do whatever he wants. But, yeah, I mean, we're just still fighting. And, sure, we're going into fraud, but do we just give up to the fraud?
No, absolutely not. And it seems the tide is turning, and I feel like, that, you know, with your information from the whistleblower a couple of weeks ago and then it coming right out, everybody I talked to seems awake. And I want to thank you for that. What you've done and done for this country, besides saving many of us from getting that back, thank you.
Brother, don't thank me. We are in the same boat together, Jim. Thank you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.